What do you think you're doing? You're listening to Crime Quest, a podcast covering the cold, the solved, and the theories. Join us.
Hello, Crime Quest friends. This is Kara. This is going to be the start of a new series of episodes that we're doing. They're a little bit shorter. We're calling them mini-sodes. The first one is going to be on a case from Richmond, Virginia. And in a Richmond.com article dated April 1st, 2004, can't believe that was over 13 years ago, titled Unsolved Part 1, Frequently Killers Really Do Get Away with Murder, going over several of the city's unsolved crimes of the time. I will be hosting, again, weekly mini-sodes to discuss details of each that are listed out in that article. The first one will be the to-date unsolved murder of 17-year-old Katina L. Parker in 1990. Katina was a singer in her church choir, a National Honor Society student at Richmond Community High. She had plans of attending Georgetown University, once graduated in 1991, and was already getting some college under her belt with some classes at Virginia Commonwealth University. She was also an identical twin to her sister Katrina, and a daughter to Gwendolyn and Dee McCoy Parker. By all accounts, everything was going great for Katina. The future was bright, and she had all the support in the world to be successful. On September 18, 1990, she headed to catch the bus home to South Richmond from her VCU Black History class. The intersection of Grace and Schaefer Streets in the heart of VCU campus was the last place that anyone remembers seeing Katina. You can imagine the alarm of a parent whose child does not come home, and someone as consistent and intelligent as Katina is no exception. You can also imagine Mr. Parker's frustration when Mr. Parker contacted the police and was told that Katina probably ran away. A typical response for when a teen goes missing, causing precious investigative time to be lost. Weeks would turn into months, community search parties were arranged and conducted, her picture was on the news, and her story also ran on America's Most Wanted. No Katina. Even her twin sister was told to stay home to avoid causing a false sighting of her missing sister. Then, one winter's day on January 6, 1991, Katina's skeletal remains were found in a wooded area behind the Science Museum of Virginia near VCU. The cause of death was determined to be strangulation. Major Michael A. Jones of the Capitol Police responded to the scene that day, and it still haunts him. During the investigation, they were able to determine that the motive was not robbery, but perhaps a predatory killing. A major suspect in the case was charged in April of 1990 with raping a West Indian VCU student in May of 1990. The student apparently met the suspect at a video arcade on Grace Street, to which he bought her beer and convinced her to follow him to a nearby pump house building behind the Science Museum, where Katina's body was found in January. She was threatened and strangled with her own belt, blacked out, and awoke in the nude. Authorities claim that both the student's and Katina's crime scenes were similar. Because of the advanced decomposition of Katina's body, investigators couldn't definitely say if she was sexually assaulted, but think that she might have been because of the way her body was found. Fingerprints on a beer bottle found at the scene of the pump house behind the Science Museum in the spring of 1990 was used to arrest the rape suspect. He was acquitted, however, in August of 1990, claiming that the sex was consensual. A year later, in August of 1991, the Capitol Police arrested this person when they conducted a stakeout of Katina's crime scene in hopes that the murder suspect would return. He was charged with possession of cocaine and trespassing and convicted on both. Despite several interviews with this suspect, he always claimed that he never met Katina, and to date, this case remains unsolved. There's always a chance this case would go unsolved. I told Mr. Parker there's a chance we might not ever bring justice in this world. And again, it's a faith-based thing, but my faith tells me justice will be brought in one world, either this one or the next. quote from Major Michael A. Jones of the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police are seeking anyone during September of 1990 who might have seen something strange and worked at the FFV plant or at the near the Science Museum. Maybe hung out in the Schaefer and Grace Street area or lived in the Bellwood area of South Richmond in the same time frame. If you have information, call 786-HELP and ask for Lieutenant Tom Hickey. Thank you very much. This has been Crime Quest Minisode number 1, the case of Katina L. Parker. Thank you for listening to Crime Quest. It is our goal to make this as informative as possible. If you heard something amazing and want to give us a review, please do so on iTunes along with a rating. If you have suggestions for show topics, please send them to crimequestpod@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Crime Quest Pod. Thanks! Crime Quest would like to give special thanks to Hemi Haynes for putting together our music for this episode. Thanks, Hemi!